This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was news out of the second biggest school district in the country last night. Los Angeles schools have come to an agreement with the teachers union that some in-person classes are going to start again within the next 6 weeks, that is, as teachers are able to get vaccinated. The longer this pandemic has dragged on, the more contentious the school issue has become. Heated, sometimes acrimonious. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reminds us, it is complicated, too.
Slightly more than half of Americans think schools should not reopen until teachers are vaccinated, according to a recent poll from the Pew Research Center. But views about reopening have shifted since last summer, says Pew researcher Juliana Horowitz.
Fewer now say the health concerns, you know, the risk to teachers and students should be a major factor. Concerns about students falling behind academically are now more common.
But those attitudes vary widely between groups. People of color, especially Black respondents, were most likely to be concerned about health risks and to support vaccinating teachers before opening schools.
I think that's a logical step, yes.
Taj Sutton is an education advocate in Brooklyn who's kept her two kids home in remote classes.
Not because we don't value academics, but because our children cannot learn if they are scared. They cannot learn if their teachers are sick.
She says the same historic inequities that have left the Black community vulnerable to COVID have also left local schools without resources to ensure safety. And yet,
families of color and women of color are experiencing the disproportionate harms associated with school closures, right?
Caitlin Collins is a sociologist at Washington University. She says frontline workers are disproportionately people of color earning low wages, and school is often a critical caretaking resource for them. But she says we shouldn't be pitting the needs of children and parents against the safety of teachers.
Prioritizing teachers and conceptualizing them as essential workers who should be at the front of the line for vaccines, in my mind, is a very logical way to think about school reopenings.
At least 14 states have not prioritized teachers for vaccination as the CDC recommended. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.